turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all to going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 159 new COVID confirmations yesterday. 119 of those cases were in Lagos. You remember, of course, that yesterday we did not get Wednesday's Lagos's numbers. All right, so, well, we have gotten the numbers, and it's 119 in Lagos. So I beg, continue to take your precautions, so, because like we said about the Delta variant, the symptoms are much worse. It sidesteps your immune system and it spreads much more easily than the previous variants of COVID-19. So if you can, limit your movement outside. When you're outside, wear a mask, give gap. Wash your hands, sanitize your hands, and get vaccinated. This is not the time to listen to conspiracy theories and crazy stories about people's arms becoming magnetic and powering light bulbs and dying. Go and get vaccinated. Huh? And also go get your PVC. INEC has made it possible for you to register online. Just go to cvr.inecnigeria.org to get registered today. If your votes did not count, your representatives in the National Assembly will not be fighting so hard to make sure that electronic transmission is complicated. We'll talk about that on today's Big Three Global Edition. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. They're tuning to this show every day, listening to Hard Facts. On today's Big Three Global Edition, the Senate voting to give NCC the power to approve or reject INEC's use of electronic transmission. That's our first story. Our second story, the riots in South Africa. And then we'll talk about the protests in Cuba. At 4 o'clock, Agogo will take over and bring you Public Square. And then at 6 o'clock, Music and Moments with Ifeanyi and Sam will take the air. You know the drill by now. News updates every hour on the hour. But right now, let's get into the Big Three Global Edition Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And these are your hard facts.
The Big Three Global Edition on Hard Facts.
Why is the National Assembly restricting INEC's power to decide on electronic transmission? What can restore peace to South Africa? And will the protests in Cuba change the status quo? Those are your Big Three Global Edition Lagos. Let's get into the stories. You know that if it's a Friday and it's 3 o'clock, we're taking a look at stories from other parts of the world that are not Nigeria. Even though sometimes the biggest stories in the world are still Nigerian stories or they affect Nigeria somehow. For example, today, electronic transmission of results. Yesterday, we talked about the Senate voting on it, along with other proposed amendments for the Electoral Act. They finally voted to pass a bill that permits electronic transmission if and only if the Nigeria Communications Commission says it is feasible. Only APC senators voted in favor, with every PDP senator present voting against it. All the senators representing Lagos voted in favor of the NCC involvement. By the way, if you are watching us live on Facebook at the moment, you are seeing the names of every single senator who voted and how they voted. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Get on there. Take a look at that list. We're showing it to you right now. You'll see the names of your representatives and you'll also see how they voted. Now, I say the senators, your representatives, the senators who voted, because some people were not there. Some senators did not even show up. 28 of the senators were absent. And a lot of Nigerians are asking, where could these 28 senators have been that was more important than a vote on such a contentious issue? 28 senators. Some states had all their senators missing in action. All their senators missing in action. Now, of course, there's a raging legal debate about whether giving NCC this power to decide on electronic transmission violates the independence of INEC as enshrined in the Constitution and the Electoral Act itself. Has the Senate violated the Constitution? And then you fast forward to today, the House of Reps sat and they passed an Electoral Act Amendment Bill. And they passed it with electronic transmission. But the language of their bill says that electronic transmission should be used, quote, where practicable. This bill passed after the entire PDP caucus of the House walked out in protest. They were protesting the reinsertion of that clause after they had deliberated on each clause separately. So the PDP Senate, the PDP House of Reps members walked out. And that clause, where practicable, that's the issue. There's a big question mark there. Who decides whether or not electronic transmission is practicable in a particular election and at a particular place? Who decides that? The NCC spoke to the House before the vote. They were represented by Ubale Maska, the NCC's Commissioner for Technical Matters. And he said that the NCC believes that only half the polling units in the country can handle electronic transmission. According to him, the NCC carried out a survey in 2018. According to their findings, 10% of polling units had no network at all and 40% had 2G network. He also said that electronic transmission needs 3G or better, which is found, according to him, in the remaining 50%. Now, I have to point out that Mr. Maska did not give the methodology for this survey. We don't know whether it was based on data given by the mobile networks or collected by the NCC directly. We also don't know if it was a full audit or if it was based on sample data. But if we go back to the root cause, you have to ask, why is there so much controversy about electronic transmission of results? Why is there so much controversy about it? Journalists spoke with Senator Ali Ndume. Remember that he previously said that the North has poor network. Now he's saying that he thinks that there's a sinister reason behind PDP wanting electronic transmission. If you're watching on Facebook, we're about to play that video for you. But if you cannot watch, here's what he said.
This electronic voting that they are talking about, I think is PDP's idea to rig the election. Because they are the ones that have the Yahoo boys, they are the ones that have the Hospoopy, or what do you call it? These are the people. Otherwise, I don't see any reason for this cry out on this matter. The truth of the matter is that we had six elections in this country, isn't it? We had six elections. And the one that was administered under the government of APC was adjudged to be very credible. Where you saw opposition winning election under a sitting government, that was not the case during the PDP. I hope you got that. So if you are thinking is that APC is doing this in order to take advantage of it. It would have, we would have taken advantage of the previous elections that were conducted credibly.
So according to Ndume there, PDP is the party for internet fraudsters and they want them to use electronic transmission to rig the election. He also said that during the 2019 elections, which was administered under the APC, we saw opposition winning elections, which we had never seen before. But let me, as a point of clarification, remind you of 2015. In 2015, opposition was the team that won the presidency. That has never happened in Nigeria's history. Never. We saw the opposition win the presidency. It has never happened in Nigeria's history. So Ndume's statement there isn't entirely factually accurate, is it? But beyond that correction, I want to know what you think about Ndume's assertion. Now, bear in mind that we've heard from independent civil society organizations. They overwhelmingly say that electronic transmission of results reduces rigging. They say it prevents the changing of results at the collation center level, which we all know has been a very common complaint in Nigerian elections. When I had Cynthia Mbamalo on the show with me this Monday, she said to me, well, Sandra, Ondo and Edo were as transparent as it was because there was electronic transmission. That was where they tested electronic transmission of results. So I have to ask if you agree or disagree with Ndume's comments. What do you think about the Senate making electronic transmission subject to NCC? What do you think about the House of Reps saying that electronic transmission should be allowed where practicable? Women, call me on 01465-7190, 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. I've got a comment on Facebook. Mazi Xavier Ifangi says, jam results equals electronic. WAEC results electronic. ICAN results electronic. Phone registration electronic. Money transfers electronic. International passport electronic. INEC results transport by road or by air to Abuja. Ifangi, thank you very much for your message. Shade is in Ikeja. Hello, Shade.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing today?
Good to have you on the show.
Yes. So the choice words I have for the Senate is, I can't use it on the radio, but I'll try and keep it clean.
Thank you.
What the Senator Ndume, I can't remember
his
name.
Ndume is.
Mm-hmm. Ndume, okay. Yes. I mean, I was like, really? PDP is a party of, did he get, is there a survey he read? Like, let us know where he got that information from. I think it's wrong. And I think it's, I do think it's the way for them to cheat and rig. You know, and if you do it now, if you stop the electronic transfer of anything, it's obviously the best way to get away with whatever it is that they plan to. And I really would like to speak with that senator and get an insight into what he's thinking, because it's laughable. Like, how do you think? And how do you say we've had six, so therefore we can be better in our democracy, we can be better in our elections, we can move forward. So we had six, and so we must remain that way. I mean. Anyways, I don't want to have a headache today. Have a good day.
Have a good day, Shade. Emmanuel Priest on Facebook says, Sandra, they asked me where those absent senators were. If you ask me, now who I go ask? Shebi, at the end of the day, those absent senators will still collect their sitting allowance for not being around on an important day. Max says, very soon, it's either the National Assembly will be... okay. Well, yes, I'm not going to read that message on air. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm cold. Now, the name is Kendi. And I would like to say this. I'm always baffled when I hear the thinking of our leadership in this country. Hmm. I'm extremely baffled by this. I'm shocked when a representative of the people would say, if you want this installed, get lobbyists to come on board and lobby us. And I'm wondering, wait, you are meant to tell, you are meant to be up there representing us. Whatever we want, you have to go up there and say it.
Mm.
But we're not seeing that in this country. Is this democracy?
Mm.
I doubt it.
Mm.
This isn't democracy. If we sent you up there, the least you should have done is to come back home. What do you guys want? Do you want it? Yes. Then go vote. Yes.
Mm.
But then we always make the simplest of things a party thing. The simplest of thing. I really don't know how we got here in the first place. And then for Ndume, with all his reasons, I'm sorry. If this is what we have, or if these are the kind of leaders we have, we're not moving forward until there's a drastic change come 2023. I'm begging Nigerians, please get your voters card. There is no more excuse, I'm not voting because of this and that. We can't continue to live our lives in the hands of people like Ndume, in the hands of people like the Attorney General, who just come up with the insanest of reasons to back whatever purpose they are trying to achieve. I'm sorry. This is, you're actually making me warm with this talk, because I'm pretty much angry with all I'm hearing on radio right now. I am pretty much angry.
Kehinde, thank you so much for calling. By the way, Serap has condemned the Senate's vote. They've said, quote, Nigeria's Senate has illegally taken away the ability of INEC to conduct transparent elections. This would exacerbate electoral corruption, grand corruption, and immunity. We will see in court if the bill is passed by the House of Reps and signed by President Buhari, end quote. They also said, quote, the Senate has effectively deleted independence from INEC, as electronic transmission of election results is now to be approved by President Buhari's minister and the National Assembly, end quote. Lagos, what are your thoughts? 0700-993-993-993. Chisom is here with WhatsApp. Chisom, what messages do we have?
So, he didn't say his name, so I'm just going to go ahead. He said, yes, Sandra, PDP has the Yahoo boys and its electronic transmission of results.
Mm.
It's PDP's idea of rigging elections, said by Nigerian Senator Ndume.
Mm.
Nigeria is gradually becoming a joke with this caliber in the chambers.
All right, let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3. Oh, there's nobody there. 99.3. All right, call back if you can. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
How are you? What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chinedu.
Chinedu, welcome.
Yeah, you see, this caliber of leaders we have, they've never disappointed some of us. To them, it is about them, the political class.
Okay.
It is about perpetuating themselves in power.
Okay.
It is not about nation building. It is not about Nigerian hood. It is not about our nationhood. It is about their ability to stay in power. Now, to a brother that called earlier and said we should all get our TDC. Well, I'm sorry to say, but the reality is that this has further dampened our hope of getting a true election, a credible election. Because, of course, just the way it's usually done in the past, when 200 will be announced in a polling unit and somebody will just add zero behind it, it becomes 2,000 because that is what they want. Nigeria is in a sorry state. Honestly.
Thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned in, the House of Reps passed an Electoral Act amendment bill with electronic transmission, but the language of the bill says electronic transmission should be used, quote, where practicable. The bill passed after the entire PDP caucus of the House walked out in protest. They were protesting the reinsertion of that clause after they had deliberated on each clause separately. Now, who decides whether or not electronic transmission is practicable in a particular election and at a particular place? Who decides that? Why is there so much controversy about electronic transmission of results? Senator Ali Ndume says that the PDP is a party of fraudsters and that's why they want to use electronic transmission to rig elections. He said during the 2019 election that was administered under the APC that opposition won elections, even though in 2015 we saw the APC win a presidency. And they were opposition at the time. Now, you have to bear in mind that independent civil society organizations overwhelmingly say that electronic transmission of results reduces rigging. They say it prevents the changing of results at the collation center level. We all know that there has been a very common complaint in Nigerian elections. What do you think, Lagos? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Now, we have a break coming up, so let's fill it up with WhatsApp messages, huh?
So, this person, no name again, said, President Sandra, good afternoon. Trust me, this APC senators, especially those from the north, will not allow the electronic transmission results to fly. Analog rulers... he said his name is Godwin from Ikorodu.
All right, so let's take more messages from WhatsApp as well.
So Chima said, please let them give us more facts where 40% of the coverage areas exist and improve on the other 60%. Then he said, I know by 2023, the percentage will rise to a reasonable figure. We will need more transparency and less rigging and manipulation.
Okay.
So another person, he said, his name is Ezenweke Ben, and he said, I wonder why what happened to a few PDP members who were not around yesterday, knowing fully well they are going to vote and they did not attend. Even Mazi Ikwemadu, and is it not only 28 PDP members and APC members who voted against? Transmission shows how they will come into power. God is watching. Then he also said, Sandra, both chambers were looking for ways to rig elections. Why should they hand it over to the NCC that is totally under the control of Mr. President?
Let's come back from a break.
The Society.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, let me take you to South Africa, where more than 100 people have now been killed in riots. That's our second story. If you're watching our Facebook live stream, you are seeing footage after footage of the damage caused by the riots. The riots started after the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. We talked about him on the last two episodes of The Big Three Global. You remember? Last week, I told you how there was a crowd at his house ready to stop the authorities from arresting him with violence, if necessary. Violence was avoided that night, but now it kicked off in areas like KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. Now, Zuma's arrest may have sparked the violence, but the riots have morphed into something bigger. Observers on the ground are saying that many of the rioters are expressing anger over economic inequality and the impact of COVID-19 lockdowns on the poor. We're seeing the rioters looting shops, blocking supply chains. It's affecting various industries like food supply and energy. And it's also exposing the strong racial tensions that still exist in South Africa under the surface. Black South Africans are a majority and they have had political control through the ANC for about 27 years since the end of apartheid. But many Black South Africans believe that this political power has not translated to enough economic opportunity. In fact, the EFF, another Black party led by Julius Malema, says that South Africa is still under what it calls economic apartheid. So right now, these riots are raging. And the question is how to handle it. Reuters did a report that I'll play for you on Facebook. If you're watching us live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, Nigeria Info FM, here's something that you should see.
It's actually saddening that we break our own stores and steal our people's jobs, you understand? Because the very same looting will cost us our jobs, food and everything essential to us.
That was Karbo Mapello, a resident of Johannesburg. The days of looting, arson, and rioting that have racked parts of South Africa, killing scores, leading to food and gas shortages, and leaving some communities to arm themselves for protection, is finally lessening in some areas, and people are starting to pick up the pieces. Many are volunteering to help their neighbors in the cleanup, but others don't know how they're going to survive. Reuters found Oki Ochendu at his car dealership, also in Joburg. He's Nigerian, but his employees are locals.
I saw the place engulfed in flames. I feel like committing suicide because my livelihood has been taken away from me in my eyes. I was sitting crying, helpless, because I can't do anything. I still need to pay my rent. I got three kids I need to take care of. How will I take care of my kids? My problem is my employees. They are locals, 16 of them. When you came here, you saw my two security guys, they are Zulu guys. They got no job because there is no way I can afford to pay them.
The South African government says it's surging troops into two provinces to stop the unrest, which started with former President Jacob Zuma's jailing last week for contempt of court in his corruption trial, but has been amplified by anger over mass poverty and inequality in the country. Over 1,300 people have been arrested.
If you're watching Facebook, that report is from Reuters. You heard them say, of course, that the army has been deployed, soldiers have been deployed by the government to try and quell the situation. But groups like the EFF are condemning this. They say that the army should only be used to fight external enemies and that instead the police should be redirected to respond better. There's also controversy over President Cyril Ramaphosa's words. Some have accused him of not being tough enough on the rioters. They say that his condemnation doesn't go far enough. But other people say that he has gone too far. Because he described the rioters as being, quote, ethnically mobilized. So basically he's saying that some actors are using ethnic sentiments to get black people to attack other South Africans and themselves. And this is interesting in the context of the past xenophobic attacks in South Africa against other Africans, including Nigerians. You heard that Nigerian businessman talking about his business. But from the outside looking in, I want to know what you think about the ongoing riots in South Africa, especially considering how we talked about this thing last week. Do you remember how we talked about this thing last week and we had all these glowing words about South Africa and their system and all of that? 1 week later, I wonder what you think now. Women, call me on 01465-7190, 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for our male callers. Yes, you can still talk about our first story on the show today. Why is the National Assembly restricting INEC's power to decide on electronic transmission? Do you agree or disagree with Ndume's comments? What do you think about the Senate making electronic transmission subject to the NCC? What do you think about the House of Reps saying that it should be allowed where practicable? Kevin is in Surulere. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Very well.
Yes, I listened to Senator Ali Dume talked about fraudsters and none of that in PDP. If he says so, he is also part of it because he was a former member of PDP.
Okay.
It was in PDP when it was in House of Reps. So I don't know what he's talking about, the PDP. They're all the same thing. APC, PDP. The difference is this one holds a broom. The other one holds an umbrella.
Okay.
So they're all the same. He's a former... The PDP blood runs in his vein.
Okay.
It's not too long, he left PDP.
Okay.
Having said that, I don't see why the powers of INEC should be subjected to the NCC. It's a slap on democracy. If INEC is independent, then what's the business of the NCC regarding the transmission of results? I'm completely disappointed in my own senator, Oluremi Tinubu. In amazement, watch our vote against this. Completely disappointed. I'm also disappointed in what my speaker has done in regarding this. I've sent text messages to him, the number he gave to us in our constituency here, different text messages, but he's not interested in that. What he's interested in is the salary that is coming up, how they will share meat. I'm so disappointed. The people that I haven't talked to, that we should mobilize and go to the office and make sure that this stands. A lot of people are so interested in this salary. They're not interested in what's going to make this country move forward. I'm so disappointed. And this must stand. The conditions they're giving does not hold water at all. tax conditions they are giving us no more water. And I'm happy that one of them, talking about the governor of Sokoto State, has alluded to that also. It's a shame. It's a complete shame in this century, 21st century, we are debating about this. We have seen how it worked in those states and in those states. So what's the big deal about this? Having said that, regarding Zuma, this man has a statue erected in Imo State. This man that has been sent to jail for contempt of court linked to corruption cases. Mm. He has a statue that is erected for him here while he's being celebrated there and his country is sending him to jail. It's a shame to people that are progressing in error. They should open their eyes. Those that erected that statue for him. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Isaiah is in Suleri as well. Hello, Isaiah.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome.
I want to talk about the first topic.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Do you know the reason why all the senator and the APC people oppose that the electronic transfers should not be happen?
Why?
If you know what is happening in Nigeria now, when PDP rule for 16 years, pure water is 5 naira. APC rule, just 6 years lost now. A pure water, a single one, be 20 naira. So they want to remain in power. They know they have already failed us. They are disappointed the whole Nigeria. Hardship in Nigeria, no food, nothing. And they are still claiming that their government is the best government in Nigeria when problem and commotion are rampant the whole Nigeria. They want to remain in power. They know that they have failed us. If it is a transparency election, they know that they have failed woefully. So they want to use their corny way to hinder other people not to come to power because they know they are failing Nigeria. That is what I see there. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you very much. So it wasn't just Oluremi Tinubu that voted, to have transmission of electronic transmission of results be possible only if the Nigerian Communications Commission says it is feasible. All the other senators in Lagos voted the same way as well. So the three senators in Lagos voted against that. They voted against non-supervision from any other agency. They voted against the independence of INEC. Jonathan is a first-time caller from Suruleri. Hi, Jonathan.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
So concerning this issue in South Africa, so what I see is that there is actually a fundamental problem because we ourselves, we do not even want the law to even take its own course. I mean, look at because a man, despite his position before, being accused of corruption, at least the law should find its own course. I don't see any reason why they should turn the whole country upside down because, because of maybe their prejudice. And this also shows that there is no trust in the government at all. Because now, I'm sure the citizens might be feeling that there's some sort of political militancy or manipulation that is going on. So that's what I see in it.
Okay. Thank you, Jonathan, for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, this is Ali.
Hi. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. You see, a country that functions the way Nigeria functions cannot work well for anybody.
Hmm.
You know, it's funny that some people think that they are holding Nigeria by the throat to make it function for them. This kind of country cannot work for anybody. Let me just put that out there. I always knew that we were in a race to the bottom, but right now it looks like the bottom has completely fallen out. I was the one that pleaded with you, Sandra, last week or earlier in the week. You promised me that when next year, you remember?
I remember, yeah.
Good. The Senate president made a statement yesterday, which I took to heart.
Okay.
He said that they took these decisions with their own individual conviction.
Mm.
You see, that's against what we asked them to do.
Mm.
And from Ndume's statement, it's suggestive of the fact that he thinks that internet, that word internet means fraud.
Mm.
Do you understand where I'm going?
Mm-hmm.
He seems to think that they are interchangeable, internet and fraud.
Okay.
I think he needs to get himself schooled. Now, you were asking where did they go to, those other senators, the 28th?
Yeah.
Maybe they went to wash their pants outside. Sandra, thank you.
Thank you very much. On Facebook, Matthew Atichere says, Mr. Solomon, my rep in the Senate from Amuodofin, this is frustrating and his basis is what I can't understand. Of course, I will surely vote against him on the next election. Now, will it matter if we vote against him if, you know, the results cannot be transmitted electronically if NCC says that your polling unit is one of the units that has been determined to not have enough network for your vote to transmit electronically? These are the issues. Gotsun Idowu says, Sandra, I think this is the most corrupt administration ever. Let them continue. Christ Winning Word says, wow, we have a set of clueless leaders in the country. Okay. Emeka Chima says, my PVC is another purpose, maybe for banking or other things, because our vote will never count in this country. Francis Ngwidi says, no matter what they do, we must rig the election. Ah, please don't rig election. Oh. You know that rigging election is a crime. There's also a 20-year jail term law that has been passed. Well, I think it's being proposed. I'm not sure if it's been passed yet for ballot box snatchers. So please, oh, don't rig election. Be cool. We've got Jay Overblings who says, it's okay. Let's run the election like that for now. But I'm sorry for those southern senators who voted against the electronic transfer. Them go hiram. I agree that PDP is a party of Yahoo boys and APC is a party of terrorists. Ah, now wow. Okay. Well, let's go to WhatsApp and see the comments that we have.
So this person says, PDP should sue Senator Ali Ndume for the statements he made against them, just like their chairman Uche Sekondo sued Alhaji Alayi Muhammad and claimed heavily damaged from, and that was Ladi from Ikorodu. This person says, Sandra, if we go out now for protest against the issue about the e-transmission, Mr. Jimmy will tell us that protest is not the way to go. He should come out and tell us what to do. Obi from VI. So we also have this person. Please, could you kindly write your names? Thank you. Sandra, those APC from Lagos and those from the South that voted against the bill, what is their excuse? If their excuse from those from the North is the lack of internet. And then this person says, Shane, he says the president and his House of BOW and GO members are about to give Nigerians another leg over.
I think that's Bow and Go members. Okay. All right. So let's go to our final story. From violent riots in South Africa to relatively peaceful protests in Cuba. That's our third story. These are the biggest protests that Cuba has seen since the revolution that ended in 1958. Thousands of Cubans have taken to the streets in dozens of towns and cities calling for an end to dictatorship. What sparked the protests? Economic and public health problems. COVID-19 is sweeping through the island. There's also a shortage of vaccines because of the U.S. economic embargo. It's almost impossible for Cuba to import vaccines. So Cuba has been forced to develop its own vaccine. Now they're able to do that because for decades, Cuba has had one of the best health systems in the world. So they didn't just wake up one day and start cooking Abu Madagascar. I'm saying this because I know some of you are about to call me and say, you see, if Cuba can do it, why can't Nigeria? UNILAG is a citadel of research. Why did they send there? Why couldn't they do research? Please, 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 please. It took years. It takes years. It takes a lot of money. But back to the protests. Apparently, Cuba isn't manufacturing vaccines quickly enough. And so the virus and the restrictions are really biting people. And to make matters worse, there's now a medicine shortage. And a food shortage, and an electricity shortage. And Cubans are now saying, hey, I beg, enough is enough. At first, the government tried to crack down hard on the protesters. Hundreds were arrested. But now Cuba's president has come out to apologize for the excesses of the police. His name is Miguel Díaz-Canel. He's the third communist leader of Cuba after first Fidel Castro and later his brother Raúl Castro. And the question now is, will Miguel be the last? Will the Cubans stay in the streets long enough to bring down the regime? Or will the regime make enough concessions and amends to appease the angry people?
And then there's the question of the U.S. embargo. Observers across the world agree that Cuba's economic problems have been made worse by the U.S. blocking supplies of goods and services for decades. Barack Obama relaxed the embargo when he was president, but Donald Trump restored it. Now, Joe Biden says that he's considering easing it again. The reason America imposed the embargo was that it wanted to overthrow the communist regime due to the Cold War. But now that the Cold War is over and Cuba can no longer be used by the defunct USSR to launch strikes on America, do you think there's any good reason for the embargo to exist? 0700-993-993-993. Do you think the Cuban regime will pacify its people? Or do you think its days are numbered? And should America lift the embargo? Women, call me on 01-465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. There's WhatsApp. Of course, WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. We're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. I'll come there to take some of your comments. And then there's also there's also YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. 0700-993-993-993. Three stories. Number one, the transmission of results, electronic transmission of results in Nigeria. Why is the National Assembly restricting INEC's power to decide on electronic transmission? And then I told you that more than 100 people have now been killed in riots in South Africa. What do you think about the ongoing riots there? And then we went to Cuba. Will the protests in Cuba change the status quo? Anonymous is on the line. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Sandra.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Omagege is saying that he's against electric cars. Accident for 6 years. They are from the same place.
Okay.
For 6 years, he's been in that seat. Asking, what did you do in this place?
Okay.
Omagege, ask him what did he do in better states.
Okay.
In Orogu, where he come from.
Hmm.
We are from the same place.
Hmm.
Heavenly Father, we destroy all of them. We punish all of them.
Ah, okay. Let's be careful with our language, eh? I understand that we are angry, we're passionate, but when we're talking on the radio, I beg, let's just try and be calming down, eh, Joe? 99.3.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, I don't know. This is someone, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So please, I want to talk concerning, that
transmission. Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to tell, our people, to know that we don't really have any representatives, neither do we have anybody, standing in there for us.
Okay.
Because it's so sad. When you look at the composition of people that said no, majority of them are from the north, and from the body language, Alin Dumen has said the reasons why he didn't, want that electronic voting to stand.
You actually can't say that majority of them are from the north because...
No, I have the list now.
Uh-huh.
I checked the list.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I checked it. It's so sad. That's why I use the word majority. Because the reason is that, look at Lagos State as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Is Lagos State the north? Lagos is not the north now.
What I'm saying is that... Mm. Okay, fine. Most people that said no to that electronic voting, you understand now, transition of results, right? They are majorly from north. I have the list here. I've checked it. You understand? And they have reasons why. Okay, fine. Like Ali Ndume said, the problem is because there is no network cover in virtually most of their localities.
Mm.
And that is even a question on that day. What has happened? Some of them have been in power. All this, everybody fought for it. All this, amenities, people fought for it to get it done in their areas.
Hmm.
So whose failure is that? Should they now lord their own failure over the generality of people not to have network cover? That is one thing. Then what about Lagos State? All the three senators said no. For what? What would be their reasons? Okay, if the Northern are saying that, and we are agitating, we are aspiring to let's move from this level to another level, and they are saying no in this 21st century, then you should know that we are not ready.
I have to correct something. This was not a North versus South vote. It was a PDP versus APC vote. The major determinant was not region. It was party. party, because every northern senator, hold on, every northern senator from the PDP voted against the measure.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you can't say, majority from the north. It was party, not geography.
It wasn't party. What was it?
It was party, literally. Hold on.
Ajayi Boroface said yes now.
Who is Ajayi Boroface?
Ajayi Boroface is representing Ekiti. I don't know whether Ekiti is east or south or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that. So it's not about party. Well, what I'm trying to bring out, because
I'm still telling you, and you're ignoring that part, that every northern senator from PDP voted against the measure.
Yes, even including some APC people said no.
What do you mean?
Okay, So I'm just telling you, but I'm sad that even our representative from Lagos State,
mm-hmm.
they will say no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let them, who have they had? Maybe they are representing us. Who have they consulted in their political zone to say, okay, should we say yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
No, these are the kind of things we really need to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the North are saying no to electronics, we could look at it, considering their educational background.
Mm-hmm.
Ali Dumay said it, fine, no network. Is there anywhere in Lagos State that have not been covered with network? Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
I'm fine. Good afternoon. My name is Mia.
Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra,
mm-hmm.
I'm in support of the last guy that I just spoke.
Okay.
You know, they are under the disguise of PDP, APC. It's not the PDP, APC something. It's the North versus the South. All right. If they are mentioning parties, they are just doing it for the sake of trying to.
So explain why every northern senator in the PDP voted that INEC should stay independent of the NCC.
Yeah, they have to. You know, they're not. They are so in unison that.
No, you're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not contradicting it. You're trying to try and listen to where I'm driving at. Now, they are using party as what everybody will see. But it's not a party thing.
Yes, so if it's not a party thing, hold on. If it's, hold on. My sister, wait.
PDP, they are APC.
If the northerners in the PDP were about unity and, we speak with one voice, they would have voted with the APC senators who said that only NCC can determine if this will be done. But instead, they voted with the PDP people who said INEC doesn't need the NCC to determine if this can be done.
Okay, they know that they are not doing anything. If they use that measure, they will be voted out of office. And also, they are lying under the disguise that is a party thing, when it's not a party thing. It has to do with North and South. We know these games, and then I'm not even trying to...
I understand that our glasses are primed to see things from a North versus South prism. But I'm telling you that with this particular thing, they voted along party lines. They voted, all APC senators voted no, all PDP senators voted yes. Both North and South, Southeast, Southwest, all of them yes, all of them no. In Abia State, we had Senator Abaribe as the only person who voted yes. The other senators there voted no.
Those ones, they are scared that next time, if they don't vote in favor of it, that they will not come back.
But that if you are scared, you won't come back. You'll go to the ruling party now.
But they are scared. Now, some of them... underground, they are supporting the ruling party.
Oh, those in the PDP, eh?
Yeah.
But if you're scared of the ruling party, you vote like the voting ruling party now. You not vote against them. I have to take a break, but thank you so much for calling me.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
And get lost in the deeply satisfying taste of the Chi Exotic range of delicious fruit blends.
Chi Exotic Nectar. I love the taste. Now available in cans.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. 5 minutes to the top of the hour. We need to take at least two calls and then we'll come to social media again. YX is Namu Otofin. I don't know if he's still on the line though. Is he there? No, he's not. 99.3. Hello. Hello. All right. Sorry about that. Samuel is on the line though. Hi, Samuel. Hello, Samuel. Samuel? All right, Samuel isn't there either. Let's go to WhatsApp. That's my cue to go to WhatsApp.
This person says, Sandra, the last caller wants to use his arguments for Hard Facts intro. May God help us in this country. this person also says, this is so pathetic. People are trying to make this a North and South thing. It is a pure cause of the old ways and the new ways. That's Matthew Tam Ati Jerry. Then this person says, good day, Sandra Ugochukwu from Lekki. Onto the children of the less privileged have a say in this selection, rulership and general paranoiaing of affairs of this country. The Kwashoko holding down this country will remain untouchable until the sickness becomes epidemic that defiles cure. Have a joyful day while it lasts, though, Jerry.
We have Mike Nikorodu on the line. He's a first-time caller. Hi, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. I want to support the what others have said, that a socialist from a Lagos state. I believe that the reason they are doing this, the Jagaban of Lagos state, he wants to contest as president come 2023.
Okay.
That is the reason most of this the tyrants and senators from Lagos state, they are not also in support. Okay. They know what they are doing.
Okay.
They know what they are doing.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I have to say again, though, that Northern PDP senators all disagreed with Ndume. They voted against giving NCC the power to block electronic transmission. That fact by itself shows that the vote was not regional. That fact by itself shows that the vote wasn't regional. Felix is a first-time caller from Chevron. He's probably our last caller on the show today. Hi, Felix.
Hello.
Hello, Felix. You're live on the show now.
Yeah. I want to talk about the electronic voting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Kaduna.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been praying for this since. I'm from Kaduna South.
Okay.
I don't like the way some people are bringing sentiments on this voting.
Okay.
The way you people are crying, especially in the north and in the south, is that they are being marginalized.
Mm.
That is how me, I'm crying from Kaduna South.
Okay.
I'm from Kaduna South, but I'm a second citizen.
Okay.
So I am praying for this electronic voting because if it comes, I believe that one day if I come out as a son of nobody, as a Christian from Kaduna South, by the grace of God, I may win my own election. But I don't know why some people are showing sentiments that is north versus south here. No. In the north, we have Christian. In the north, you can go to one local government and have up to 5 different languages. So you people should not classify everybody as a Fulani man. And by the way, Jagaban here, he have already started campaigning since. So all these things, they are doing it to find their way how to take manipulate 2023 election. And somebody is saying that it is north versus south. You can see that all the northern governor, the PDP governor from the north and from the south, all of them voted electronic transmission of results. And the APC said no, because they know it's their way. Like the last election, before we announced result in Kaduna, result have already reached Abuja from the government house that Erufa is the one that won the election. So, what are we saying here? Please, we should not bring sentiment.
Felix, thank you very much for calling. Adeola Gafa Dekboji says, those senators are just afraid that with free, fair and credible elections, most of them may not return. They were claiming network not available. Once they transmitted the results into portal in the absence of the network, it will be on the cloud. And immediately one gets to network area, the results will drop into the portal. They are accidental public servants. Lagos, that's all the time we have. But we thank you for being a part of our show. I'm online, though, as Sandra Ezekwesili. So if you miss me too much, let's talk online. Huh? Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. On Monday, I have an interview with journalists. And we're going to talk about the now suspended arguments for amendments to the NPC and NBC Acts guarding the media in Nigeria. 5 o'clock, that's when that conversation will come your way. Of course, we'll bring you stories that broke this weekend. And one of those stories, I'm pretty sure, will be electronic transmission of results. Those are your hard facts, Lagos. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
And now, the
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.